Message number 9, doing the will of the Father so that we may enter into His kingdom on that day, the day of the judgment seat of Christ. Roman numeral number 1. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you have created all things, and because of your will they were and were created. Revelation 4:11. A. God is a God of purpose, having a will according to His own pleasure. 1. He created all things for His will, that He might accomplish and fulfill His purpose. 2. The book of Revelation, which unveils God's universal administration, shows us the purpose of God. 3. In the 24 elders' praise to God concerning His creation is related to His will. B. God's will is God's wish. It is what He wants to do. 1. God's good pleasure is of His will and is embodied in His will. So His will comes first. 2. God has made the mystery of His will known to us through His revelation in Christ, that is, through Christ's incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. 3. God works all things according to the counsel of His will. 4. God's will is His intention, and His counsel is His consideration of the way to accomplish His will or intention. C. The will of God is concentrated in Christ and is for Christ. Christ is everything in the will of God. Colossians 1:9. Therefore, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf, that you may be filled with the full knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. 2:2, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. 1. In 1:9, God's will refers to Christ. The will of God is profound in relation to our knowing, experiencing, and living the all-inclusive, extensive Christ, who is God, man, and the reality of every positive thing in the universe. 2. Christ is the preeminent one, the one who has the first place in everything. 3. The all-inclusive, extensive Christ is the centrality and universality, the center and circumference of God's economy. A. In God's economy, Christ is everything. God wants Christ and Christ alone, the wonderful, preeminent, all-inclusive Christ who is all and in all. B. God's intention in His economy is to work the wonderful, all-inclusive, extensive Christ into our being as our life and everything, so that we may become the corporate expression of the triune God. 4. The will of God is that the all-inclusive, extensive Christ would be our portion. 5. God's will is that we know Christ, experience Christ, enjoy Christ, be saturated with Christ, and have Christ as our person and our life.
D. God's will is to have the church as the body of Christ. 1. The will of God is to obtain the body of Christ to be His fullness, His expression. Romans 12:2. Then do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 5. So if we are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Small a. To live the body of life is to prove what the will of God is. Small b. If we are proper members of the body, acting and functioning in the church life, we will be persons in the will of God. 2. The church is the body of Christ, which is an entity constituted with the triune God and His chosen and redeemed ones. 3. Christ is the head of the body, and we are the members of His body. Small a. To live in the body is to live corporately with members under the head. small b. To live the body life, we must be under the head and take the head as our life, the principal object and the center of our whole being. 4. The body grows with the growth of God. The growth of the body depends on the growth of God, the addition of God, the increase of God within us. E. Whoever does the will of the Father is beloved of the Lord Jesus. Matthew 12:49. And stretching out his hand towards his disciple, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers." 50. For whoever does the will of the Father who is in the heavens, he is my brother and sister and my mother. 1. Christ the heavenly King always submitted to the Father's will, taking God's will as his portion and not resisting anything. 2. Whoever does the will of the Father is a brother who helps the Lord Jesus, a sister who sympathizes with him, and a mother who tenderly loves him. F. The kingdom is absolutely a matter of God's will and completely fulfills God's will. In fact, the kingdom is God's will. 1. The ultimate issue of the constitution of the kingdom of heaven is the will of the heavenly Father. 2. As the kingdom people, we are on the earth to do God's will. G. The kingdom people need to pray for the Father's will to be done on earth as in heaven. This is to bring the kingdom from the heavens to the earth. Roman numeral 2. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens. A. To call on the Lord suffices for us to be saved. But to enter into the kingdom of the heavens, we also need to do the will of the heavenly Father. B. Since entering into the kingdom of the heavens requires doing the will of a heavenly Father, it is clearly different from entering into the kingdom of God through regeneration. C. The entrance into the kingdom of the heavens is gained through living on the divine life. D. The Lord Jesus rebuked those who prophesied, cast out demons, and did many works of power in his name, because as workers of lawlessness, they did these things out of themselves, not out of the obedience to God's will. Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, was it not in your names that we prophesied, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name did many works of power?" 23. And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." 1 John 3:4. Everyone who practices sin practices lawlessness. Also, sin is lawlessness. 1. There are two principles in the universe, the principle of God's authority and the principle of Satan's rebellion. 2. We cannot serve God on the one hand and take the way of rebellion on the other hand. 3. We must turn away from the principle of lawlessness and reject the way of rebellion. 4. Serving God is directly linked to his authority. 5. If we do not settle the matter of authority, we will have problems in all the areas of our service. E. May the Lord preserve our service in the principle of submission to God's authority and the Father's will.
Testimony. This week's outline says Roman numeral 1, D, 1, small a. To live the body life is to prove what the will of God is. Small b, if we are proper members of the body, acting and functioning in the church life, we will be persons in the will of God. Here we see that the will of God is the practice of the church life. For many years, this vision has shined on me, corrected me, transformed me, and strengthened me. In particular, in April 1992, when my family moved to Kobe and we began the church life with only three people, it appeared at first to be merely a very small gathering. Although I felt joy inwardly, at times I was also close to feeling discouraged. 1 Corinthians 1:26. For consider your calling, brothers, that there are not many wise according to flesh, not many powerful, not many well-born. 27. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world, that he might shame those who are wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world, that he might shame the things that are strong. Remembering that the church life is the will of God, I re-evaluated the brothers and sisters with spiritual sight and prayed, O Lord Jesus, unless I practice the church life, I cannot touch the will of God or carry out the will of God. The brothers and sisters in my local church are living members of Christ, having your life and nature. I repent before you. Forgive my sins. They are very different from the people of this world. I treasure fellowship with them, and I love the church life. Furthermore, the outline says, Roman numeral 2, D, 1. There are two principles in the universe, the principle of God's authority and the principle of Satan's rebellion. 2. We cannot serve God on the one hand and take the way of rebellion on the other hand. 3. We must turn away from the principle of lawlessness and reject the way of rebellion. This realization became a warning to me, clearly showing that if I do not live and function in the church life, I am in the principle of Satan's rebellion. At that time, with this realization, I prayed. In my life, there are only two choices, either to submit to God's authority or to be caught in Satan's rebellion. There is no other way. No matter what, I want to choose the way of submitting to God. Have mercy on me and enable me throughout my whole life to walk in the way of submitting to God and resisting Satan's schemes. Whenever I prayed in this way, the eyes of my heart were able to focus on the Lord and His economy. My spiritual vision before me became clear, and I was able to go forward boldly. Since the church life is the will of God, even if the number is small, and even if there are not many spiritually strong ones, the church is God's masterpiece. Today I realize that if I do not practice the will of God, on the day of the judgment seat of Christ, I will be called a worker of lawlessness by the Lord and be rejected.